of the Talmud that involved exams, like the Mishnah, a student of the Talmud Chacham, is 6 hours, you take 6 hours and sit down in the morning, and a student later on, Ma'ukul is Talmud Chacham. It's the derech of his student with 6 hours. So what's Ma'ukul saying? He did from a student to a student. He waited 6 hours in the clinic. Therefore, Numash Rishonim say, what is the get of the Suda? Does not mean the Metzias, the actual Suda. It means the time wise of one Suda took on the Suda. Time wise, how much is that? So it's around about 6 hours. And therefore, Numash Rishonim and Kavakar, the get of 6 hours. 6 hours. That's one malach among Rishonim. A second malach, they bring down the Beni Rukum, and it's Esther the Heter. He says they bring down at least the guest level of Fenenu, 3 hours. Everyone knows the Yakis, the people of Germany, have a nigger 3 hours. They bring down. If you're very welcome, then he waits 3 hours. A third shito that the Akamosha brings down, and the Amal, that the Goyish Shaituro says, the minik seems to be minik oilam is 1 hour. My real and others, it's a rehatka, they say the minik is 1 hour. A fourth shito is Taisus, and another Tamushan with him, say, the simple shito does not mean zman, it means what the actuality, siluku berach, you clean away where you were eating, you do berach samozin, you finish one shito, you start another shito, that's muta miyad. It comes out among the Rishonim, the four shitas. Either it's 6 hours, there's 3 hours, there's 1 hour, or there's miyad. Siluk u'beriach. That's the four different shitas among the Rishonim. Lalocha, there are three of them are brought down. One, the Deisvan, very clearly, no less the Mechaber says, what's Lalocha? So we spoke of Tilus Yochai Ha'if. All the places say, we're not Mechal to Yochai Ha'if. Lalocha b'vina Akrav, as Shisha Shei Shoyit. Muhammad says, "What's halacha? Mi'ikar din, you have to wait 6 hours." As ma'ufa b'tzib l'sido means it's man the sido. Therefore, all the neisvan hold mi'ikar din, you have to wait 6 hours. That's the neisvan. I'll come on there. The Ramah makes three statements in the Ramah. He says three things. He first starts off saying that the halacha is even the ancient lamb which shows you strike miyad. The halacha is you can do right away like Taisus. However, he says the minik is what is 1 hour. And he ends off, Yesh Megdaktikin, and those of Megdaktikin who wait 6 hours, and Rechim Nochin Lasseis. So Ramah makes three statements. He says, what's the halacha? Halacha's miyad. Sila Kubera. What's the minik? 1 hour. What's the correct thing to do? Nochin Lasseis is 6 hours. Nochin Lasseis, the correct thing to do is 6 hours. The Shachataz bring down the Mashal, whoever has a Recha Torah, whether they get a Recha Torah means, whoever has a Recha Torah, he should wait 6 hours. That means it comes out the main svar and all the places and follow the Mechaber, the Prechodesh, and others downwards to Ben Ishchai, they hold Me'ikadin in 6 hours. And Maisa, the Bnei Ashkid, hold no, Me'ikadin is mamash nothing. And the minig is, you have to follow the minig of 1 hour. However, Nochin Lasseis, the correct thing to do is 6 hours. Come on, the Achoinim, they say, once that's the minig that way, come on, the Chof Mesotim, or Vashulchan, and the Chof Tzchaim. The Chof Tzchaim is the same, called Linchay Yisrael. He wrote it to the Americans. In those times, very weak. He wrote a special state for the Americans. So he writes on there that now the minik is a lock, you have to wait 6 hours. Why? Because that's where the minik fights so, and therefore you have to wait 6 hours. The Ramot says, if knock and latches, have the minik ready is, then you have to wait 6 hours. It's a minik. The Chokmas Odom, the Prima Godom, the Archos Shulchan, and the Chokmas Chaim. Those are, you can't get bigger than those four, I think. Chokmas Chaim was saying for Linchay Yisrael. No, you want Machni Yisrael for the soldiers, and Linchay Yisrael for the Americans.
So the interesting tube of the Sanfleifer, talking about Cholvakum, guy writes him and says, I think he says, there are upon them, but we hold only a minute. So the Sanfleifer writes back, so if you tell me there are upon them, we have numerous schools, have them on the Kulo. Now what's a minute? Is it the right? So, because it's Dineder. Dineder, you have a loyal Bari. So Sanfleifer, very nice, he writes me, no, it's only the minute. Now it's even worse, you even start, it's even the right. So he told me it's only a minute. Why does it a minute? Says the Chofetz Chaim personally, over after you chose Me'achot, secondly, dealing with the derisive now, Lo'yachot Dvorit. So far, it comes out, Lo'loch, the Chavit says, Me'ikadin. The Ramah says, what, Nochin Lasseis? And we come along, and we have a minig, for the past 200 years, we already have this minig. Kubi is coming from Me'achot Torah, but we already have this minig, you have to wait 6 hours. Now, once we have the Shitas, let's try to understand the Shitas, and where the Gedorim are, and different ways of understanding it. First, let's go to each one. We have four different sheeters. We have either nothing, 1 hour, 3 hours, 6 hours. So the simple with our bone that comes for that's nothing. Martin, Mesut Lasuda, it's Likubara, Mesut Lasuda, that's very simple. With the Makar for nothing comes out, Taitra Zigmar, one student another, I bench, I still Likubara, Tim Lasuda. Shalas, where does 1 hour come from? 1 hour, again, there are most passing and vacant, and after that, we pass in 1 hour. So we have a minute 6 hours, I'll teach you to say math, but we're passing in 1 hour. Where does 1 hour come from? The Taz quotes the Shaitu and says, where exactly does it come from? He says, why is Kain Kshara? He says six, he says nothing, so we may have one. Where exactly does that come from? What do those words mean? So the different ways of understanding it, the going on the page says, no, it's coming from the Zohar. The Zohar that everyone seems to quote on the side, but really be Ikka and Kofa and Gimel, the base says, like Moshe, being on the Zohar. The Zohar there says, you cannot have it in one Suda, 1 hour, Shaita Chodo, 1 hour. So therefore it says the Zohar, it says the going with Makar for 1 hour, the Zohar.
And Zohar means Shaita Chodo at the same time.
Where say it? Sorry? No, so he says one suda and then says one hour. Those exact words? Banura divay zari pashmish bottom. So milkha oh shaita khada or suda khada. Suda khada means one suda. What shaita khada? Two different things going on over here. One suda khada, one suda. Then he says shaita khada, what shaita khada? 1 hour. 1 hour. Therefore, says Zohar and said the Pichados, because we're small, they tell what does Zohar say in 1 hour? They cannot win against their phase. What does Zohar really hold? To be my colleague is what does Zohar hold? For the way the Goyim over understands, the Zohar is saying the law of 1 hour, and where them are coming from, the most coming from the Zohar. This meaning applies to where they're coming from, it's coming from the Zohar. It's one way of understanding it. The second way, and the place you will have, for some to understand it, they're coming from the lots of Hillel's Brachas, guys might know from the second Seder. The Zman Ichel, everyone knows, Zman Ichel is that you have to wait 72 minutes. After 72 minutes, you cannot, usually depends on how full you are, but you usually can't bench anymore if the amount of your food that we start eating, it stops after 72 2 minutes. So the Magen Avraham over there says that 72 minutes is when the Zman Ichel starts, and it ends at 6 hours. So where is it coming from? So the creation we're getting from the machlekes between 1 and 6 is better we all have to be Mesula Suda when the Suda ends Zman Ichel, when it starts being digesting your food. Those holes, we see the Suda 6 hours. And we're going not from the end of the Zman Ichel, we're going to the beginning of the Zman Ichel. We're coming what? The beginning is what? Is 1 hour, or the words are 72 minutes, a Shal V'Chomish. So where the hour coming from is Shas Ichel. Shas Ichel means the beginning of Shas Ichel, not the end of Shas Ichel.
Why
is there
an hour?
Oh, I don't know. They pointed out, but no one seemed to answer or deal with it straight up. But I'm asking, that's what Chokhazam says, the Suda is Shas Ichel.
What?
A third halacha of the Pirin Godim, he's saying pshat in the Shach, that the halacha is, we'll get to, that you always need Knuach Vadochel. You need Knuach Vadochel by from Moses to Fleishiks. From Fleishiks to Moses, you need Knuach Vadochel. If you wait 6 hours, everyone says you don't need Knuach Vadochel. If you do nothing, Siliko Berach, Avad need Knuach Vadochel. So the Shach says, after 1 hour, you do not need, okay, my place, the Shach's sheet is, that after 1 hour, you do not need to do Knuach Vadochel. They came along and we made this minik to wait 1 hour, she should not run into this common Knuach Vadochel. The reason why 1 hour came from, why? Be'etzem, it's miyad. The minik Christ was to wait 1 hour, she should not run to the problem of Knuach Vadochel, which people run to all the time by milchiks. She should not run to this problem, therefore 1 hour came about. A fourth mile of living down is a story that has.
Why is the problem?
Yes, we'll get to when we get to the other side of the milchiks, you'll see the problem. You see that the problem is that no one seems to know the law, so that's the thing to take care of, right? But a fourth thing they point out is that another reason why maybe an hour comes out. We all slip away, we separate the meals totally. Says the Yad Yudah, you want to separate totally, you make an hour wait in between. Everyone else on Pesach, what do you do? Let's say this is coming up, it's going to be Erev Pesach, Chol Shabbos. So you have to have two meals in the morning. So what do you do? You have one meal, you wash, you bench, you walk around for half hour, while it's Bokshay and Sricha, then you have your second meal, both before, you wash the second time before this man of Chometz. So why do you walk around half hour? To me, Salah can separate the meals totally. So we see, we want to make a hefsek and separate the meals totally. You also want to separate your meals totally, make a real silica barrier, so the Yazuda, you must allocate. How? You have an hour break. The study of an hour is why to make a complete break and complete hefsek. So again, it comes out, we have 1 hour. Where again it comes from, the Tazit is not sure, from the Goy Shai Dura. Maestro, I've heard him say, you have either from the Zohar, or you have Shas Ichel, or it's Mavim Tenuach Vadach, or you need a complete hefsek. That's where it's coming from. But those are the four options.
So you start with two, you can't stop with 1 hour.
By Pesach? Erev Pesach?
No,
not in place. The Ramos says it's 1 hour. So those one time depends which ends you go. You need the hour has to be from bus to the chalav, or the hour from benching. So Isavet is saying from benching. The Ramos says lav dafka. The one time you forget, Isavet to hold from benching, and therefore he holds what this says. Yad Yudah forget. Therefore he holds. There has to be an hour between the benching. That's he wants. He's all stickle and to answer what's his tradition of Isavet. But not the fourth point, so standing it, if she have been standing on Maisa, that's her more paskins, the minig of the Maisa was 1 hour. Now, once the minig is to wait 1 hour, again, do you have to do Knur Fadochana? So, my colleague is Shachan Taz. The Shachan says the Maisa, you do not have to do Knur Fadochana at all anymore. And the Taz says the Maisa, you have to do Knur Fadochana. Now, among Hendrik's Svarim, they seem to be Noitel Chumra, the Machma like the Taz, they do have to do Knur Fadochana. What's the Nafkamino? Nafkamino gets the other way around when you have Milchiks and then you have Fleischiks. Do you also have to do Knur Fadocha? Let's say you wait an hour. That will get to, let's leave the Nachmina. What's the Machlokes Shachat does? We don't have a Moshe Nachmina. We anyway roll 6 hours. Only Nachmina maybe if you're a Chaylo. But otherwise you don't have Nachmina. Nachmina be Fakert. And you go to Sif Beis. Do you have to Knur Fadocha after waiting an hour? Again, Machlokes Shachat does by Knur Fadocha after Bosser. Taz says, you are Machmi, still have to Knur Fadocha and you do tonight. The Shach says you don't have to.
What's the Taz of Kalab for? What's
6 hours.
Six hours.
Where 3 hours getting from? And the oil Mike's saying, I think it's more of a joke, where 3 hours getting from? The Dakmoji says, you make a pshara between what? Nothing and six. You come out with one. Make a pshara, let's make nothing and six. Pshara is three. That's what the oil says. I don't think that's pshara in any way. But fine. The Maisa, where's the hours coming from? Again, so many Rochum, there was a minik in again the Yakids seem to have this minik. So Maisa, where's it coming from? So really there are two different options. One is the pre-Chodesh Rebbe over here that the Gilgul Mashal on the page brings down and seems to pass in a way. The Gemara says Misud L'Sudo. Misud L'Sudo says Rashi Rambam is what is Sheishoy. Says the pre-Chodesh, the Gemara did not say the amount of hours. It doesn't say hours. It says Misud L'Sudo. It depends. In the summer, you have longer, the sudas are more further apart. In the winter, they're closer. In the winter, you can have a meal at 1 o'clock. The night time is 5 o'clock. And you have a meal 4 hours apart. Therefore, it says, V'chodesh l'kuli amu, by the winter, the zman is 4 hours. In the summer, it'll be 6 hours. Maybe more, 7 hours, 6 hours. But once you tighten it, in the summer, it'll be 6 hours. In the winter, it'll be 4 hours. That's the words of the V'chodesh. And again, the Gilgul Mashal, Shlom Egev, and he's not allowed to look that way. One says, "Mikuli Amu One, Misudu Misudu." In the winter, the Misudu was 4 hours in between.
Yeah, what idea of Shishos? The idea is that
So come along, and all that kind of people, government, everyone argues and tires. Understand what's the story of 6 hours? Well, I can either be Moshe Tam or Boston Mishnayim. So what happened in the summer? It takes 6 hours to take away the Moshe Tam, and in the winter takes 4 hours. When the summer takes 6 hours to take care of the Boston Mishnayim, the winter takes care of 4 hours. Can't be, and about it come along with numerous of the ignorant practice, we have those three chodosh. Come along with Mishnah Ladovin, the Chazal Ladovin, the Sefto, he says, Fakert. Since we know Mishnah Lasuda, sometimes it's 4 or 3 hours, and sometimes it's 6 hours. So, like Plogin, we know it's always going to be 3 hours. To answer the Kashi, he goes, Fakert. He says, not much Fakert. You, Prima, got one time that sometimes 3, sometimes 6, that can't be. So, what is always going to be 6? So, no, it's Mishnah Ladovin, Fakert. Since it's 3 or 6, it's always going to be 3.
Can I get to 3? In the winter,
you get
to 3?
So, they tell me in the high often you get to 3 sometimes. Well, I think the pre-Chodesh has 4, and he got to 3. This is always got to 3. Yes. So, people tell me yesterday the numbers that our place is at Mamash is 3 hours. Zoma. What? Zoma.
Zoma. Nate is
8:40,
and
Shpira
is 8:50.
Yeah, but in the winter, that means exactly the skier.
So Maisa says 3 hours. The Tanya says 3 hours. Like, look, always 3 hours. So where's the Ben Rufin getting 3 hours from? The Tanya is getting what? Because the Tanya I can be is one time three, time six. No, it's being always going to be 3. That's one way of understanding it. That means be'etzem. How are you looking at Ben Rufin? Ben Rufin really was 6 hours. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of understanding Rabbeinu Yochum is like, if you really Rabbeinu Yochum holds 1 hour, except they bring down the, well, Schwab says this way, they bring down the Gemara of Sofim, the Gemara of Sofim says, if you make a toys up to 2 hours, 2 hours, and some people can make a mistake. So 2 hours can make a mistake, so you wait 3 hours. So if Essen held 1 hour the minute, and then after making a mistake, they went 3 hours. The two ways to understand 3 hours, either if Essen held six, and six can be six, it means three, or they'll one, and one means three. What's that mean? You know, what? No, same thing. You make mistakes in two, and the Gemara you make mistakes up to 2 hours. Time-wise, depends when. Economy depends. In the middle of the day, you make mistakes from 11 to 1. At the end of the day, you won't make such a mistake. But fine, but sometimes in the middle of the day, 11 to 1. So come on, you were asking, what's a locha by, if you have to do chinuch adach, couldn't have any rule, depends where it's coming from. If it's coming from 6 hours, you won't. If it's coming from 1 hour, you would. There'll be same akhla, you shak with that.
You're saying 3 hours or 6 hours.
It depends what 3 hours coming from. If 3 coming from 6, so like 6 you'll need chinuch adach all the days, 3 also you won't need. If 3 is coming from 1, if 1 is akhla, it's 3 will be the same akhla. That's what will come out from 3 of any rule. Fine, those are two ways of understanding the same of any rule. Now, the shell is, the Swam discussed, let's say you're yakim, and you have this minig for 3 hours, and should a person change the minig? Because the Meister, the Ben Yerucham, Ba'etim, if you look at the Sefer itself, Ben Yerucham, Ba'etim, he says 6 hours. It is, it's the Ba'etim, he says 3 hours, they want to say, maybe it's Tariq Sefer, because the Gimel and Vav could be the same thing, and no one seems to bring down this minig, none of the Rishonim, none of the Achronim, until 200 years ago, no one seems to bring it down, and all the minig of the Yakis, until 200 years ago, seem to have been 6 hours. So the Shaila is exactly, should they change their minig or not? Meister, right now, the Yakis have this minig. So they change the minig or not? Why does it give a Torah all that way? I think we all know like 6 hours. Should they be matzmer? Those who want taino, if you have a rech, a Torah, you should rather be matzmer. So the truth really depends where you're coming from the Beni Rochum again to him. If it's coming from one, you should be matzmer. If you're coming from six, it's the same thing. It is rech, a Torah. But by the Meister, those who want taino, Meister, that's not the minhag, so a Meister, a person should try to change the minhag. Maybe he should change the minhag. But I just say, oh, the Swam says, Rav Shach, he has a letter about it. I'm sorry, Rav Shach has brought down in the Sefer Shrosh Minhag Ashkenaz. That over there he says, they answer this question. The exact words were, Al Lech Lahachmi Yoiso, Al Mukubalacha Avicha, Eim Lech Lashanis Minhag Avasecha Klaal Uklaal. Rav Shach tells Meister, you should not change your minhag at all. Over there, they're being down, Rav Yashal, El Faget. If you ask him Kiddua, he always holds to change a minig in anything, not asking in this case. He always holds to change a minig what he holds that the halacha is, or the, what he should be doing. Therefore, Shach comes out, and Yashim held to change, and Shach said he should not change the klal klal. I just want to say, certain Swam always seem to bring down Shlomo Zalman, and Shlomo Zalman seems to say you should change your minig. Might say Swam bring down different ways of Shlomo Zalman. One Sefer Shoshay Minig Ashkenaz, Chel Gimel brings down Krav Shon, that answers this question. So you change your minig? He said, no, not at all. You should not change your minig of voice of. You should remark to your minig of voice of. But that's what the Omen Hagen comes from. That's kept the goals going. You should not change at all. And the five friends, Kiddushal Gnar, bring down from Shlomo Zalman. The other way, they're like, Rech Torah, and the body should change your minig from Shlomo Zalman. So, I'm not sure. But the Maya said, the Yesh, the other folks, you should, and the other folks, you should. Now, I don't know if it's a gate anyone over here, but each one has to know what to do, if they should change or not. Fine, that's on 6 hours, 3 hours. Now let's take, again, 1 hour we explain where we came from, and that's my sir, what we pass in our minik. The 3 hours, that's again, the Yekis. 6 hours. Now 6 hours is the Maisa again. If they swear and hold that to Mikatin, then Ashkenaz, that's the Maisa our minik. So it's very important to understand where it's coming from and the locals that come out of it. First, where's 6 hours coming from? So Kiddush, Machlokes, the Rambam versus Rashi. Rashi says, you say this, why? Because the Shuman, that being mighty from your, let's take Shach Malach, so your stomach from your, what you swallow, as being Moshe to Shuman, therefore for that it lasts 6 hours, after 6 hours it goes away. The way the Rambam understands it, the Rambam says, because Basa Ben Yishinayim, when you chew, they have Basa stuck between your teeth, and therefore that Basa Ben Yishinayim applies for 6 hours. After 6 hours, the Basa Ben Yishinayim, it does not have a shame, Basa is gone. That's what, again, that's two different reasons. Rashi versus Rambam. Halacha, what happens, says the Torah, we go like both. The Shach, the Taz, everyone says halacha, we go like both. Go like both. Why we go with both sheets? It says, because maybe both are honest. Why do you ask both of Pesach, when you have students, both of them have a cool and a chumba, you have to be mad for both of them.
How does Torah apply to something that's flesh, or not flesh, and how we don't
eat? How does it apply? It doesn't apply. Which, case? We'll get to the case. We'll get to the prescription as the practice. It's fine. So Maisa again, it comes down to the reasons. The local Maisa, the two of the focus, the Mechaber, that's why he's writing two cases in the Mechaber. Why he says two cases? Because he's Shitas. He says what? There are two, basically, the two Nafkaminas. What Nafkamina the Torah says, and what happens if you chew the butter and then you spit it out? According to Rashi, you'll be water. Why not Moshe Fos from your mouth, from your stomach? According to Rambam, it's the butter, but you should not. And therefore, says Mechaber to be Machmer for Rambam Shito. It says, that's one Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina the Torah brings down is all the way around. Let's say, you chew, and after 6 hours you still have boser ben yishnayim. According to Rashi, it's still a boser, you're going to have to remove it. According to Rambam, it's not still a boser, you won't have to remove it. So it comes out, on that also the Mechaber says, you have to be makom, you show up the shear, and yesh boser ben yishnayim, so far siyoi. So the Mechaber has two cases. Why is it being a two cases, two specific cases? Why come tell a makom for four sheeters? Makom is cipher Rashi and cipher the Rambam. That's Pshan the Mechaber. Come along the Ramoth. The more when he ends up with the local, the yeast medactikim lahantum sheishoyz, acher achilas bosu legvino, chen ochen lantais. Says those are medactik, and the correct thing to do is to wait 6 hours, acher achilas bosu legvino. What does it say the word achila for? Let me just say acher bosu legvino. Why is it more saying acher achilas bosu legvino? Medactik kiveger, echnami, that he holds that for Leisa, for Trum Fetinik, you can be Michael. The Ramah adds again a word, Achilles Poser. We can be Machmor of Achilles Poser. Why? Because really it's a sex faker, the Ramah. The Ramah holds what? First, you have to wait at all the Machlokes, Taishvus to Rambam. Then you have two Sferas where you have to wait 6 hours. Why? Rashi to Rambam. You have a sex faker, you can be Michael when you chew Fetinik. That's what Kivega is saying. Kivega is saying that's a sex faker. Again, Machabah, Vadi, you have to wait 6 hours, and Vadi, we would take on both sheets. But once us, we don't hold up 6 hours, we've etzim on nothing. We're being nochen, because if she's in 6 hours, nochen lasses, how far? Only for one sheet, not for all the sheet. How far? Because let's say for Rashi, not for the Rambam. They will have a sex that can be mekel. They will be chewing food for tinnik, so that you can't be mekel.
So the
question is, what is the how do you understand the Ramah? The Ramah says you have a sex cycle each way, or does this mean you can make it only against the Rambam?
Why should be only against the Rambam?
Why only against the Rambam? I don't know. That's why I only have a right for one. Maybe I'm the one with more ignorant. The other one, not sure. But could be. Those one kind of ignorant, you can make only either one. Let's have Kivek with dice from the Ramah. I assume the Olam read the Pesach Teshuva. And the Pesach Teshuva brings down a case about if someone chooses a Tashul Shabbosr. Tashul Shabbosr is not real meat. It does not consider, one of Bosr Banishanayim. And then what happened, then you spit it out. So you have neither reason. You don't have Rashi, not the Rambam. Also Rambam is no Tashul Shabbosr, no Bosr Banishanayim. Not Rashi spitting out, it's not going inside the stomach. You have neither reason. What's the law for me? Miyaz, Siluka Berach, should be no problem at all. What's the physical truth being now? The Prima Godem, Leuk Plug, this all, don't you remember, where's my Samachmer? So, Bekiva Eger said, what, even if you only have one of the reasons gone, to be Mekel. Maisa, the Oilam seems to go to Pesach Teshuva, and the Prima Godem, so, don't you remember, Leuk Plug? I mean, again, he has to know how far he's taking this Ramah. The Ramah said, nothing last place. And the words of Ramah sound like to be Mekel by the Isa, spitting out after 1 hour. Maisa, the locha, what's makubal upon, I think everyone, the ikkar is what? The locha is, you have to wait 6 hours, even my tap shows a monster, and you spit it out, even though it's not Rashi, not the Rambam, why a slight plug? Who passed me to all this? Let's see. The Ben Eschai, Reich HaBoisim, Art School, Sevi Kashus, Nam Kalocha.
Who's
the night? Perkwood, Gil Sefer, Yad Yehuda. I don't have Alishok on that. Yeah? Okay. I think Remakrev only said Malcolm Sarah, so we can make that. I know we have Malcolm Sarah. for my sake, again, it's abduction for the tshuva, and therefore, for again, we won't take on the school of Kivega, at least the school of Kivega, but I think we'll also, more than that, we'll be marked by Tafel Bosra, as well as the school of abduction, maybe. Now, the Ikish Halachim discusses is what is 6 hours? What is 6 hours? Now, it sounds very strange, 6 hours is 6 hours. What is 6 hours? So let's first understand where they're coming from, what the shaila is, what does it mean? The words of the Rambam, the Torah is coming from the Rambam. The words of the Rambam is, you have to wait, k'dei shiya suda acheres, v'hu k'mori shvei shoyz. The words of the Rambam, it's like 6 hours. Another reason, the Arbat Chaim, the third reason, the Kolboy, and the fourth reason, the Ogre, they all have a lashon, k'mori shvei shoyz. It's like 6 hours. And what does it mean, it's like? K'mori, it's similar to, it's close to. It sounds like you don't have to wait 6 hours. Those are the words of the Rishonim. If you want even a step further than the Imi has a on the Sukkah, he says, "Hushay shoyz oikor v'lazah," 6 hours or close to it. Very clear, the Imi on the Sukkah Kovei. Void the Sefer Mogan Avos, he writes twice. It's 6 hours or 5 hours, right? 6 or 5. So now, once we have the Rishonim, we say it's k'moy sheish or 5 or 6. Now the shell is, what do we do with those Rishonim? Meister Shulchan Aruch says 6. To 6 means within the 6 hour, does it mean carved to sheish, does it mean, what does 6 mean? So again, we have two sets of, we have Rishon Mekuli say either K'moy sheish or K'moy sheish. So the those who want Taino, that once you have 531, that's enough. If you do it by a call in Lakewood, it's brought down, and there's a shiva that way in his dining room, he's, they're well, I heard brought down, and the swam is 531. There's a shiva's dining room, so supposedly it's called 531. I heard the way I was...
What? The schedule is 5 over.
I don't know the schedule, I just know what I heard all the school say.
45.
For example, I heard Dad Smith say 531. That's when he gives a shiva, he says 531. What? 531. 531? Okay. The way the people, I never lived in Lakewood, but the way I think of Sherman who do know Lakewood, is that we're 531. Hey, Baruch Hu, this is 531. The Abiyam has a true, but he writes 531. Why? Because it says K'moy Shei Shoyz. Does that mean it's Karav Shei Shoyz? What's Karav? Karav means within. We spoke a couple weeks ago about the Hanukkah. Samoch means any within a half hour is still within this man already. That's already within this man. Within a half hour is this man. So once it's 531, the Ma'aseh, that's enough. They yes, Moshe. What does it mean that K'moy Shei Shoyz? Now. He bits Birkei Hol Moshe after 6 hours complete. He said b'shasat tzorich, b'shasat chak he can be mekel. So the way they say over there, they asked him 5:55, 6 about it. Yeah, 5:50, things. Yeah, 5:45, he thinks. No, that not. Now it's basically a shigul das. It's k'moy shei shoyz. 5:50 is k'moy. 5:45 is not k'moy. B'shasat chak he was sitting upon 5:50. Fine, so we have again one sheet of 531, we have another sheet of 550. Moshe. I have to go back to the tape to listen to the rest. So I took it down, I heard two of the tapes say the same thing. The Maestro, again, that's what if you want to go to Rambam, the Maestro, read the Mechaber, says 6 hours. Those are the words. And the Sforum say, the Ganamelech, everyone knows who Pechas, Kivei brings down about a Shomer, the Ganamelech says, the Maisa, the Chomer says 6 hours, and Lein Nosu Rachel Lashurim, but says, Memso, and not Chos of Kortu, he also, 6 hours, means 6 hours, and the Bade says, Abade 6 hours, means 6 hours, and I'm Kinyat,
Chomer says 6 hours.
What?
No,
once we have the Shulchan Aruch, it says 6 hours. Once we know, once we have that this Shulchan Aruch onward, and no one says that you can quote that the Bais Samfa that says otherwise, after Shulchan Aruch in the Chof Masot and the Aruch Hashulchan and the Mishnah Berurah, everyone says 6 hours, and everyone says K'mo Yikarv, any other
lesson. Why don't you say Abayim Yakenah?
No. For that you deserve Malkus. No.
What's
Makamatar
and
Makamatar? I'm full try. Again. Yes. The Maestro, we have to have how many Amazon showers. Well, I'll get to go back to what you're saying, Maestro. 100% Maestro. I'm not trying to knock anybody. So Maestro, again, we have the Gamelas and the body goes with Ham Kniewski, the buzz and all kind of 6 hours. Yes, and say, they made 6 hours complete. The Moshe holds me in 6 hours means 6 complete. Now, just to be fair, what exactly the Yashiv holds, one Sefer says he has to wait 6 hours, another Sefer says he holds 5 hours, another Sefer holds it 5.5 hours. Fine, so the Yashiv has to be different things exactly holds, not sure. Shlomo Zalman holds, one Sefer says 5.5, one Sefer says 6. I don't know. Fine. But Maisa, we have clear that those who say, the again, we show him say 5 or 6, but Maisa, the minig is either 5 and a half, some are 5 or 1, I'm asking.
Where did 5 or 1 come from?
Where did it come from? The Maisa, it's in the 6 hour, you said 5. And Maisa, and also, the Rambam says, come on, within the 6 hour, they want a taino. They discuss it, Yabi Yom has it started, he wants to say, not that way, he's like 531. But Maisa, that's what comes out. Now, Pashas, what comes out again, if you have a minig, again, a lot of this, well, based on minig, you follow minig. You have a minig 531 or 531, you have a minig 5, or you have 550, whatever your minig is. But you don't have a minig, before, so I'll teach you to tell you some math, I'll also show you a 6. And that's the value you have to keep a 6. If that's what you don't know anything, my kid every week I have to argue with him because all his friends seem to not do it, or at least they tell him they don't do it. I take out a shulchan aruch, tell him to read the words. Take out a shulchan aruch, read the words. It says 6. We do 6. You want change? I'll teach you to tell you mechol. It says 6. As far as I know, if you know nothing, you have no minute. Otherwise, you have to follow the shulchan aruch.
I hold 6, and then I go to Lakewood, and then I'll pass it all.
So that question, what happens over there? I don't know what happens. Why Lakewood? I don't know why I have to do that. I don't know. I don't know why. The Kol Yom Minhag doesn't go that way. After you retire from Mechum, means you can't. You can take Chumash of both places. What's the law for Minhag? Your father's a Minhag that no one declares so does. You take the Minhag of your father. You go somewhere else, you take the Chumash of where you came from.
You go to
Mechum
with
the Minhag of Lahakal, and you're not talking to Mechum. Right, I have no idea why. I know this. I know Chumash over here, and I don't know what those words mean. It's not too cold. They say if you take a ship, you got a problem. The Ryan says, no, because that's what she said. I'll put the problem in the issue. I don't know what comes out. I don't know what it is. I don't know what those words mean. It's probably not true. This yeshiva, no. Ryan Kodesh tells people sometimes she's making. Amir is not making. Amir was not never cut up that way. Amir never had two shifts. Amir was always without after 6 hours. Ryan's buffer is not just concept. Now they changed around. Now there's a problem, and now Ryan Kodesh decided that some people can be making. I don't know those words, what it means. What? Yeah, I don't know what that means either. Fine, the mice again, it comes out, 6 hours again, the tumult, what it means, I'm asking, those who are makel, whatever your minig is, fine. If you have no minig, pashas, a lot of 6 means 6 complete. That's the pashas. Now what happens, what happens very common, is not sure if you wait 6 hours. I have this problem quite every day. I have first shift, I get home mamish within the last 10 minutes of 6 hours. I'm mamish every day, I get home the last 10 minutes, I'm not sure, 5 minutes, or am I over 6 or not 6? Can I have some little hits or not? I have a subject show. What's the luck of you in the suffix within 6 hours? A lot of people have a problem with Bashal Shuddas. They're not sure exactly when they finish having the balsa, the cholent, or the kolkos, whatever it is, the meat. And they're not sure if the 6 hours from their Shal Shuddas from the Gnad Milchiks. What's the luck of you in the suffix with Shay Shuddas? Again, you have a minute of 6 hours. Let's say you're in the suffix. What's the luck of? Come along with Yad Yehuda and says, we know the Gemara in Baal, not Dallas, brought down the symbol Kukbeis, and Dovashish Matir says that if you have a wait for Matir, either Beheter, you can't be Makel, Sabdav on the Kula. So here, wait 10 more minutes. You must still be waiting 6 hours. You're not sure. The Klal is by Sabdav on the Kula 100%. But not by Dovashish Matir. Once this is your halacha, we have some davar l'kula. This is what you do. You have a sofik every time. What was davar l'kula? Wait 10 minutes. Over for who?
No, the difference is that we said that if you had a chesed
itself would be mutter at 10 minutes from now, then we say that we say davar l'kula. But on the gaber itself, we're dealing with the enjoyment that a person can have 10 minutes earlier. Oh. That's those 10 minutes can't be enjoyment. That's not davar l'kula. They argue about your yisrael. I'll speak. Let's speak it out. Very important. Fine. Again, first to come along the yad yuda, you want to say something on the not l'kula. You have to be machmor. Now, if you look at the yad yuda inside, everyone calls the yad yuda to be machmor. Clearly, he's only going to mechaber shita because we're only a minig ba'almo. But he says on the mechaber. He's shine on the. But there are some who are machmer. Maisim Chaim Knievsky said you have to be machmer, and the Shulchan said you be machmer. Those are simply a machmer. Now, the time is back, though. A couple of times back, why to be makel? And I think it's more the place can seem to be makel. Even the body is makel. One Torah, first of all, is body is not to be makel, at least. One Torah is what you're saying is from the clock. We're not in Pinnacle Bay, but Dovish Yishma Tirin. What is so Dovish Yishma Tirin? This space that there's no Lodam Shabbos. We're not sure if it's on Shabbos or not, so you can eat it on Shabbos or eat it Sundays. You have two options when to eat it. So why eat a bit? Be eat a bit. To wait till Sunday. You can only eat it one time. Come on, the Dakshuv over here on the Yad. You don't want to tie no. But my said, what you want to eat? If you let's say you lose your Tishtamshes, let's say it's not a basis, something that you can use Shabbos and Sunday. If you lose that Tishtamshes, we're not called W Shlomatim. That's the side of the Tzlach. Now, a new place can go like this Tzlach. Come on, the Dakshuv wants to say the same thing over here by 6 hours. You lose totally the Tishtamshes by having Melachs over here. As a person, he can't do it. He can't have milk now, milk later. He lost out now. He'll have milk later and now. He lost out something totally. He cannot have milk now. So one time, since he cannot have milk now, it's not to double your shlamatirin. Now those who argue back, it says, you have to understand, there are two ways of looking at it. Maya says, this milk is only going to be once. This ice cream is going to be eaten once. So the issue is on the, true the case, the issue is on the gavra, not the chetzo. But Maisa, it's only affecting the chesed. The chesed will only be eaten once. So the shaila is, how exactly do you look at this case? The ish is on the gavra, maskim. And he is up the milchus now, and he's losing out his enjoyment now. But Maisa can only eat his ice cream once. And those who want time that you daka chuba, you want to be make, will say, next to the vishnu matirin. Why? Because you can lose out totally now. I mean, just like can't eat the eggnog, lose it out totally now. So what? You also, but you leave tomorrow, this ice cream, you leave tomorrow also. So what my colleague is exactly, how do you look at the Geta Dovish Tamatim, when you lose out the Stamchis? Do you look at the Ister Shavoy, which is the Gavra, or do you look at the Matthias, the Matthias of the Chesed? So the Chesed will make it, why it's now, eat tomorrow. That's one Shiloh. Another Shavoy to make, well, there's some, those one time in general, there's no Dovish Tamatim in the Ister Gavra, only on the Chesed. But the main Shavoy that one we make, well, is that, especially the Vinay Ashkenaz, is this whole dialogue is a Chumra Balmo. Again, we hold nothing. The meaning is 1 hour. You must have say sorry. You must have of doing the nothing last place. Tell me if you make one the nothing last place.
But if the minig was even when you're misubik, so then it's the same thing.
Pashas, there's no minig on such concept. That's the pashas. There's no minig on things that are not normal.
It's very normal to happen.
It's not built in the minig. It's not built in the minig. That's the pashas. And therefore, the swarm beikra again are knighted the other way, and they say, "Maestro, since beikra again, we hold 1 hour. Nothing last place 6 hours." The only I'll teach Matthias and Mecha, I don't think your parents have this on Hogan when they're Masubic to do, therefore, if Ikkadis from Makel and Shay Shoyis can be Makel. No. If you have problem, you'll have problem at all.
No.
But you have same topic. Same aloha. Now, again, so kind of again, look at the swarm. I think you might just swarm because the cost of both sides taking along behind the swarm. Just nearly in ASO, which I see in my own house, works very good. That in a place, in a time you know the next will be milchiks, don't be mekel. Don't be mekel. That means by me and by Shalom Shudas, I know that on some ways you always have milchiks. Once I start telling everyone that if we must still get 6 hours, you're going to have to wait, all of a sudden everyone knew exactly what time we finished playing. They knew they're not going to have ice cream. They knew. When they told me to be mekel, there's a mamash fluctuated an hour, 2 hours, mamash was so big. But I told them, like, machmir, after 2-3 weeks they learned the lesson, and now everyone knows exactly what time we finished. So if you, and again, I think everyone themselves, if you know the next meal is going to be milchik, then you should be machmir upon yourself, and you'll just look at your watch, fuck it. You look at your watch, you know exactly, if it's a get, you don't care. But if it's a get, you look forward, just look at your watch.
What about the chasid toif, the minag is the rasa?
So no, also, that's true, but the getter, they have a question then in general, why can you have your makel on? What gets numerous cool is, it sounds like the midig was not sending these faces. We'll get to the case of Chaylo, or Tinnik, or Mubaris, Menekes, wasn't sending these cases, the midig. You have no makor that was sending these cases. You have to have a makor that said the midig in these cases. You have no makor that the midig was said, that you have no midig. Another shadow discussed in getter of 6 hours, that one of the stories they're saying 6 hours was of Shas Ichel. So what happens if you go to sleep and you wake up and it's within 6 hours? Does sleeping make it be digested quicker and therefore you can have your coffee in the morning? Now why should that be? So there's a mice that being now for the Sam Seifer. Sam Seifer, he learned late, he went to sleep late, he woke up early, he made his coffee. Within 6 hours he's about to drink it and it got knocked over. He says it's similar Shemaim that he's wrong in his far. Some people want to hold the halacha that since it gets more digested quickly, your stomach when you sleep, and they want to make less than 6 hours. However, he says in the Shemaim, he shows that he's wrong. Now the Maisa, those who time the Maisa, some people did it, and therefore Abiyashiv is makel. They bring down the Sfarim, the Rostovov, for example, that Abiyashiv is makel.
How long?
Oh, Shalom now is how long? Maisa, I don't get about how long, because Maisa, all this from argue. all the Torah saying the Maaseh, go through the Sforas, Maaseh of Bachram and Yishnaim, or Moshe of Tam, all of the Sforas, the Maaseh, where coming to Shas Ichol from, and the Eked of the Sforam, or everyone wants to be Maaseh. Again, they bring up Yashu as Mekel, and all of the Sforam say, no, you have to be Maaseh.
How long do you have to sleep when I go to Yashu?
So again, they asked, I think, in the stifler, I have Yashim, I said, Michael, he says, only Yashim, because he's the only one who sleeps on 6 hours. Negate him, not negate anybody else, so what's the big deal? That's the stifler said. What? No, that's how she was class. We should start at night. Those are the words. She was class at night. That was something. Now, another thing is, what's 6 hours? Is 6 hours going to be from the boss or from the pseudo? You bench, let's say you finish your boss at 1 o'clock, and then you have, and then you finish your dessert at 2 o'clock. 1 6 hours from the suda from the bosser. Come over to Aruch HaShulchan said, we see the suda, that's 6 hours from the suda, from 2 o'clock. You can't wait 6 hours from the bosser, you have to wait 6 hours from the suda. That means you finish the suda at 2, you wait 6 hours from 2. And it's also brought down that the minhag is square that way, in Sefer Chaya Levi. Square away 6 hours from benching, or Cholofach is my Mechonim, and not from the bosser. Come along all this from, and they disagree vehemently. They tell you can't do that. They tell you like this. We have two different sheets of why we have four sheets, but the two main sheets is what? These are 6 hours and nothing. What's Machlokes? The one who holds 6 hours means it's a Zman between two suitors. The one who holds that it's Miyad, Slukuberach, means what? It means the physical aspect of the two suitors. Come along, I'm going to put the two together. You can't put the two together. It's either time-wise, or it's what? Or it's Mesut the Suda separating the two suitors. Come along for Shulchan made the time wise separating the two suitors. You can't, it's either the Suda itself or the Zman of the Suda. Come along for Shulchan and put the two together. That you can't do. You can't put both suitors together, either one or the other. But you can't put both together. Therefore, all the Swarma disagree, and I think everyone's knowing that way. Everyone looks at watch 6 hours and watch from the bosser, but they don't look at the benching. And rather, that's meaning Klai saw the wait 6 hours from the bosser, not from the benching. One other thing they discussed, what about when you taste bottle and you spit it out? Let's say you taste there of Shabbos. So over there, on the side of the new Shulchan Aruch, the big damage Shlomo Kluger, on the Prima Golem, that he has a goyis, Prima Golem, the Nitan is, that even though we have a low plug by Tamsha Shul Basar, the law is that we wait 6 hours, you still have Kedoshimim, and when you taste it and spit it out, they don't mind saying, what's Mekel, because neither of the Svaras apply, we don't have much of time, they didn't swallow it, they didn't chew it. If you taste it and spit it out, therefore everyone agrees, you don't have to wait 6 hours. One other thing they discuss is also what happens if you have Basar Ben Yishanayim. We discussed again in the beginning, Machlokes Rashi Rambam, what the reason is. You have Basar Ben Yishanayim after 6 hours. According to Rambam, it's not Basar. According to Rashi, it is Basar. So what's the Lafa? The Mechavet says, Tzorech La'Siroi. You have to remove it. Why does the Mechavet say Tzorech La'Siroi? Why can't you just swallow it? Let's ask the question other way. Let's say you wake up in the morning after your night and you had meat last night. You wake up, you eat a piece of the meat is stuck in your teeth, you break it down and you swallow it. You have to wait 6 hours? Yeah, the minute you wait 6 hours. You have a piece of meat stuck inside your teeth, according to Rashi, it's a piece of meat. According to the Rambam, it's nothing. We're machmor moshitas. We're machmor moshitas. You pick it out of your teeth. Do you have to remove it? Or if you swallow it, you have to wait 6 hours. What's the lock on that case? So the floor says, the floor writes over here on Cephalos, the tiniest. Really depends on Machlokes Rashi and Rambam. According to Rashi, you would have to wait 6 hours. According to Rambam, you won't have to. And therefore, Kamelon Kishnei Taimim, therefore, you'd have to wait 6 hours. You pick your teeth. I mean, even let's say in regular time, Shabbos afternoon, you look at your watch, you meet 1 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, you still a piece of meat, you swallow. You have to count 6 hours where you swallow a piece of meat. That's how Flood starts off saying. The Flood ends up and says, L'maisof, the Ilm is not Nizer, in this. The Ilm is not Nizer. He says you should wait 6 hours, but the Olam doesn't wait 6 hours. Now what does that mean? That means you have to wait 6 hours, not to wait 6 hours. Some sort of bring down that flaw, you have to. He says you have to. Some bring down you have to. He says the Olam doesn't do it. Shaz, what exactly do with that flaw? Again, the Chayshman, yes. The Maisa, he says the minig Olam is to be Mekel. Maisa, those who are Makor, either by the Shulchan or a Berkus, the Maisa is Makor. However, looking among the Heineken Swarm, most of them are Mekel. The Sfarad, I don't really understand that well. L'chor, you have two shitas, we have Rashi, what's the Rambam. L'chor, we're machmir both shitas. L'chor, you should wait 6 hours. And the Makil might, I don't understand it well.
The only
Sfar I have, again, they ask, tell me what, the Maitre is a Minig Ba'almo. And what is the Minig? This Sfar, we didn't take the Minig. Then you have to wait 1 hour.
We
have to wait 1 hour
again.
That's
the
Rambam says. My Sfar is just...
The
Sfar is still, we have to wait 6 hours, I think. And if they ask us, we only have to wait 1 hour. Nearly, again, the Sfar of Michael and Gunson. Nearly they would have to wait 1 hour. I don't think the Sfar, the Chudabara is right. Afar's right. I hope you heard me, have to wait at least 1 hour. So, Verkush won't say, that's come out, my book is Rashi, the Rambam, you have to make a bracha. Go on to Rambam, no, go on to Rashi, yeah. That's the way it is.